Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. You staying cool?
Trying to avoid the heat. And before we can do this week's show, let's clear up the challenge from last time. I said, start with the phrase, Great White Way. Change one letter to an N, and you can spell a two-word phrase that might describe a trip to the Caribbean. What's the phrase? If you change the H to an N, you can spell winter getaway.
I think we need a summer getaway right now from all the ridiculous heat and humidity. All right, Ian, on July 19th, 1977, the world's first GPS signal was received. Sent from a satellite known as NTS-2, the signal was received just after midnight by an engineer on the roof of the headquarters of the Rockwell Collins Company in Des Moines, Iowa. Soon after this successful signal reception, Rockwell Collins was awarded a contract by the U.S. Air Force, which currently operates the system in the U.S., to build equipment to further advance GPS in this country. Some GPS receivers today can pinpoint accuracy within 30 centimeters. To commemorate the reception of the first GPS signal, each correct answer this week will begin with the letter G and end with the letters PS. The April Fool's Day jokes featured on what web service have included displaying a picture of the Loch Ness Monster in Loch Ness, a treasure mode in which users could search for hidden objects, a Pokemon challenge, and Pac Maps, a game in which players could play a version of the arcade game Pac-Man on real-world streets?
Google Maps?
Google Maps is right. The original collection of what children's novel series began in July 1992 with a book titled Welcome to Dead House and ended 61 books later with Monster Blood 4, spawned a mid-1990s television series, and was adapted into two feature films starring Jack Black as the series author.
A very important thing in my childhood, for sure. Goosebumps.
Goosebumps is right. I think you are not alone in that statement. Distributed by the Sperry & Hutchinson Company, better known as S&H, what objects worth various numbers of points were given out at the checkouts of grocery stores, supermarkets, and other retailers to customers who pasted them into collector's books and redeemed them for items in a rewards catalog?
You know, I just learned about this. Is it green stamps?
It's green stamps. In the UK in 1958, S&H wanted to introduce their green stamps over there, but there was already a company called the Green Shield Trading Stamp Company, so over there they became S&H Pink Stamps. What comedian starred in the UK version of the improv series Whose Line Is It Anyway from 1989 to 1998, and in the US version of the series from 1998 to 2007, provided the voice of the title character on the U.S. version of the children's series Bob the Builder from 2005 to 2009, and voiced one half of the two-headed pod race announcer in Star Wars Episode I.
I heard him on a podcast called I Was There Too, talking about that role. Greg Proops.
Greg Proops is correct. And finally, in 1988, they won a Grammy Award for Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal for the song Love Overboard. 15 years after winning their first Grammy Award for the song Midnight Train to Georgia, and 30 years before their song I Heard It Through the Grapevine was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Who are they?
All right, I think I figured out your trick on this one. So it's Gladys Knight and the Pips?
That's correct, Gladys Knight and the Pips. Well, no guilt trips this week. Ian went 5 for 5. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can take a break from watching your DVD copy of Grown Ups and visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the phrase, give the creeps. Change one letter to an L, and you can spell a six-letter word for something you find on an arm, and a seven-letter word for a person who uses his arm a lot. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. We'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.